You should start by saying, this is Pamela Grundy, and I'm here interviewing Mr. Cedric Thomas at the McCrory YMCA in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's the 12th of March, 1993. So that they know who's on the tape. And I guess I would just start by asking you just to tell me a little bit about the programs at the Y, and then particularly about the basketball programs that you're running now.
Okay. What we have here are family-oriented programs. Mm-hmm. Our mission is to put Christian principles into programs that build a healthy body, mind, and spirit for all. And so in doing that, we want to work with everyone in the household. Mm-hmm. We have programs for seniors, water aerobics, arthritis classes, walking classes for seniors. We have adult-type classes, the leagues, swimming lessons, individual aerobic classes, water aerobic classes, and the walking track. We have a weight room for those same adults. As we work ourselves down to the younger teens, as well as adolescents, we look at a number of sports programs that will incorporate leadership, mm-hmm. and that they can build some self-confidence with. We also want to emphasize in those programs the Christian mission too. Have that, how can you incorporate the C from the YMCA in our programs? Mm-hmm. When we deal with our youth, we're looking at trying to get them to, at the end of the basketball games, mm-hmm. shake hands. Mm-hmm. No matter who wins, who loses, I gave you my best. Mm-hmm. We also want them to be in touch with other people's feelings, not to try to hurt people mm-hmm. by, you know, words or things that are said. We want to incorporate more prayer before games and so forth. When you go to some institutions that are clearly marked outside the facility, mm-hmm. you know what you're getting into. And we want the YMCA, with the YMCA of Charlotte is looking to make that more focused, that when you come to Charlotte Association in the YMCA, mm-hmm. you may hear a prayer in the YMCA because it's the Young Men's Christian Association. Mm-hmm. So we want to incorporate those type things in our programs. And thus, that's where the prayers before the games, and we want to build self-esteem and talk a little bit, use some leaders from in the past, mm-hmm. some information that we gained from the Bible and some of our stories, mm-hmm. and talking to the kids, whether it's in our daycare program, the after-school program, whether it's in any sports-related program, which is the taekwondo, mm-hmm. karate, swim lessons. We have numerous leagues, both basketball, volleyball, mm-hmm. so on and so forth. What we like to increase on is our educational components, our cultural enrichment classes, mm-hmm. and we're doing a little bit more of that now. We just started recently. But when you go back to basketball, you also want these kids to bring their report cards to the YMCA and let them know that not only do you do well on the basketball court, mm-hmm. but you use the things that you learn in life, whether it be basketball, whether it be cultural enrichment classes, whether it be swim lessons, in your everyday living. Mm-hmm. And the more you practice building self-esteem, the better you'll become, the stronger you'll become. Mm-hmm. So the more that you incorporate that C mm-hmm. in your life, then other people will see that and they'll feel good about being around that type of person. Mm-hmm. So any program that we can create here in the YMCA where we can emphasize leadership, teamwork, helping other people, being a volunteer, mm-hmm. you know, those things are wonderful. Mm-hmm. If we can get the youth to connect with the seniors and go in there and talk to them during Christmas time, sing Christmas carols, mm-hmm. we want to incorporate all those things. A new emphasis that we're having is environmental education. Mm-hmm. How can we incorporate environmental education into all our programs? Mm-hmm. How can we incorporate healthy lifestyle mm-hmm. into it, the proper way to eat, hygiene? You have a big push for AIDS now. What we're looking to do is bring a clinic or center, mm-hmm. health-related, to our facility to speak to our programs, to bring exhibits to our programs, and then invite our programs out into their facilities, mm-hmm. so that our basketball team will board a van and go over and learn a lot more about the clinic, so they won't be as afraid of the doctors, mm-hmm. and that they'll be more informed on issues that's going on today, teen pregnancy, mm-hmm. HIV, aging, problems with your eyes, cataracts, and mm-hmm. so forth. Mm-hmm. They'll understand those things whenever it comes about in their life or family members' lives.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that basketball is a useful draw to sort of bring people in and get them interested in the Y? Does it work that way much?
It is very good at drawing different people into our community. And when I say different, the past 2 years we've incorporated a program mm-hmm. with basketball and the juvenile probation department. Mm-hmm. Kids that are on probation mm-hmm. are giving a summer membership to the YMCA. Mm-hmm. And they also participate in leagues mm-hmm. for the course of the summer. Mm-hmm. And so that we give these kids something to do mm-hmm. the entire summer. Mm-hmm. They may only come here twice a week, one day for practice, one day for the games. Mm-hmm. But with those kids, if coming enough times and having a great experience here, learning the teamwork and some of the things I spoke about as far as camaraderie mm-hmm. with each other and self-discipline, that you can do individual things. You don't have to be in a group, you know, to be successful. Mm-hmm. If we can incorporate some of those things while they're here, we make and change one or two of the kids. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, it is a great draw to our facility because these kids in our summer program that are on probation, mm-hmm. some of them catch 3 buses to get here.
Really?
Just because of the basketball. Mm-hmm. But once here, we need to put in their hearts and in their souls and in their minds other information that's going on. So there's literature passed out at the banquets and awards and at halftimes of the shows. We have a number of different speakers and people come out in from the community to take part in it. We have a major kickoff where last year we had a national artist come mm-hmm. and it was a fantastic draw. We had a past NBA player come, mm-hmm. Came and he's now, I think, ordained mm-hmm. in the churches, so he gave the invocation. And so they would not have been there had it not been for basketball. Mm-hmm. And it was a great opportunity to show the C in the YMCA.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested in these kids. This is an interesting kind of story. Are they good basketball players when they come usually? These kids who've been on probation, have been playing the leagues, have you found them to be already good basketball players, or are they things that they need to learn about?
Well, they are already individual players. There's always things to learn when you're trying to become a team. Mm-hmm. They are some very talented individuals, mm-hmm. but as a team, there is no link. You know, you have to learn how to give in order to receive. And so when you're able to pass, make a good pass, you may get a good pass back to you. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you make a bad pass, you get a bad pass back to you. Mm-hmm. This is another way to build that self-esteem and to show some leadership mm-hmm. that I'm willing to give up an easy layup to make sure you get a dunk. Mm-hmm. And I'll just set you up and so forth. And those things can carry on. I want to see the team do well instead of individually. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of them know they can throw it up there from anywhere on the court. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it takes that last month in the summer before they realize, hey, I can't do it all on my own.
Uh-huh.
And so in coming, not necessarily with someone telling them, they will learn a lesson. Mm-hmm. And hopefully it's teamwork.
Had most of them been playing more on playgrounds and sort of pick up ball rather than on teams? Is that how they develop their skills? I'm just interested. I mean, yeah. I may be making generalizations, but.
No. I would think a lot of playground basketball players and so forth, because we are so structured here in our times, we have to limit the gym to our youth, our seniors, mm-hmm. as well as the kids. They go out and play a lot on the street. And then you got people from the neighborhood that you know, and you just go play for hours and hours and sit out there on the court. That's a drawing area, especially on a beautiful day. And so they get out and they want to run and have some fun and excitement. Of course, it's causing a lot of problems now being on these open courts and so forth with the games, but they do, getting back to your question, they do play a lot of individual basketball, which helps whenever they come into team play. Mm-hmm.
So you probably have some pretty good teams at the least.
Yeah. Well, playing, as I said, individually in your neighborhood is one thing, but when you come here to a more structured place where you have an official, I think in street ball, the more physical you get, the better the player. But when you're playing on a team with officials, you have to play by the rules, and the fouls and so forth are called a little bit more close. And it takes 2 or 3 months sometimes to make that adjustment. Kids just make the adjustment toward the end of the season, but the season ends. And then they go back to the roughhouse type of play. But teamwork is always the hardest thing to learn. And it lasts the longest.
Right.
You know, being an individual, you never learn from that.
And so, well, you also, I guess, then you have other programs where you see kids, you start them off young and kind of bring them up through.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As we toured the facility, you've seen our day camp program, and little kids were in there with balls and so forth already, dribbling around and playing basketball. But we try to bring them in. Well, we have a saying that we work with kids. We work with people from birth to death. Mm-hmm. We have programs here in our facility that are tot classes that start ages, 6 months. Mm-hmm. That a kid and a parent can get in the pool, and at 6 months they can start a swimming program together. Mm-hmm. And they start that bonding, that healthy lifestyle, strengthening the family. Mm-hmm. And of course we have programs for, K through 12, then the teenager, the young adult, the adult, and then seniors. Mm-hmm. And so we have them from birth to resurrection, I hope.
You'll find out.
Yes.
What age do they start playing organized basketball?
We start here at age 5, but if a parent comes in and know they have a pretty progressive 4-year-old, mm-hmm, that they think can handle it themselves, we don't mind, but the parent would have to let us know. We ask that they be age 5. A younger kid would have to get out there and let the parent make the decision, because once the kid get out there, he'll think he can compete with the best of them. Uh-huh. It's that confidence that they build in themselves. And it's really amazing what basketball can do, or any sport, matter of fact, the success in that sport can do for your confidence.
So you see this happen with kids?
Quite often. Sometimes that is the only tool to get to some of these kids, as I was talking about our summer program. Once we get these kids in here, the coaches are able to really sit down and talk to them, unless there's an outside conflict. There was a problem at home and they needed to get away, and they're still carrying that chip on their shoulder when they get here. But most of the time they're open-minded, and you can pull them to the side and talk about a tremendous amount of things when they know they're going to go out and play and exercise and exert themselves on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. So I see it as a great tool.
Mm-hmm.
For helping. Mm-hmm.
When you have the little kids playing ball, obviously they don't throw up at the big hoop, do they? Do you have a special place for them, or do you teach them how to?
We have the extension on our courts that lower a basket.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yes,
uh-huh.
So it hooks on to the natural basket, mm-hmm, but it hangs down, I think it's 6 feet off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should see our younger kids, age 5 and 6 and 7, running up to that basket and throwing it. And they don't do a lot of dribbling, but they know when it goes in that they scored a basket.
Mm-hmm.
So having that lower basket for them, mm-hmm, is tremendous. Mm-hmm. It is definitely tremendous. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you think of any particular individuals? I'm not asking any sort of name kids or folks that you've seen, any sort of particular stories that you've seen a difference in? Did any particular people come to mind?
Well, when you ask that question, I once again think of the summer program and the kids that are involved in that program. And we try to keep in touch with their probation officers during the other 9 months of the year and try to get them to tell us how they're doing, this, that, and the other. Because some of them come back over here during the off-season, which would be the school year, if they live in this area and participate with our other basketball programs or baseball, football programs. And DJ is a little kid that he don't back away from anything. I think the last time I seen him, he had just got out of the hospital from getting into a fight and hitting the guy in the mouth, and the guy bit him. But tremendous, tremendous individual athlete. Mm-hmm. His problem was playing together as a team, because he could excel so well as an individual that it was amazing. But I was so proud to see him, although he had this bandage on his hand and so forth. He was dressed in a ROTC uniform. Mm-hmm. And so he was I would hope the coaches that he had showed him a dominant figure, and that he can accept positive criticism as well as information from an adult that would help him progress. Mm-hmm. So joining the ROTC program, not being afraid of being disciplined and so forth, I think was a tremendous change from the kid that I first seen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was doing so well even in our program that he received a scholarship for 16 days to a camp, a YMCA camp, mm-hmm. that we hold. And from the reports, he was a leader there. Mm-hmm. The kid did not want to go, and I talked to his parent into letting him go and telling him he'll be all right. And he denied going into that to the very day to go. Mm-hmm. But I told him that I wanted him to do this for me, and he did it. And he now speaks of a positive experience. And like I said, he ended up joining the ROTC. So I think he's searching discipline real bad, but he don't know what it's called. He don't know what to look for. And I think he's found it now, though he's still short-tempered, and he's on the right track to turn around. So he is definitely one of the success stories from around here.
We were talking about family and how you try to work with the whole family, or the ways that you see your basketball programs helping create family bonds. Do you see how do you see that happen?
Oh, this is tremendous right here. We have a banquet at the end of the year that we ask the parents to help coordinate, mm-hmm. as well as pull off. They are a vital part of the success of that program. We have a potluck dinner where the parents either use their means or go purchase something from a store for that day. They're also a part of the decorating committee. They help set the schedule. They help pick the speaker. And so they're excited about their part. Mm-hmm. Of course, the kids are excited about the part they play, because they're involved every day in all that excitement with the practice and the actual games, the awards, the coaches, and so forth. But this gives the parents, who does all the driving and pays the fees and take care of the injuries and so forth, another opportunity to shine and do something for their kids that they would not have had the opportunity to do had they not been in the program. And so I personally think that banquet is something that the parents are really proud of and get a chance to hang their hat on. You know, something for them to really look forward to. So as last year, I'm sure it'll be exciting, because it was exciting last year.
Yeah.
Oh my, it was great. It's more food than we had to get the food away.
Uh-huh.
It was great. It was great.
Well, that's a good feeling, I know, to see mm-hmm. things like that happening. Well, that's just this real interesting to me, this whole thing. Had you worked at YMCA's before? Is this sort of a job that you've had?
Well, I've made a commitment, a personal commitment, to always work with youth and youth-related programs. And so I was a probation officer, football coach, teacher, so on and so forth prior to this, which is what I look at now was a step to prepare me for this position, because I am although still in this position. And I think this C in the YMCA gives me an opportunity to grow in that area as well, that I may prepare myself for different events that we have that they ask people to say devotions and give words of advice and wisdom and opportunities to speak to kids, and you don't hesitate to say how Christ has helped you and worked with you in your life. And so I'm still growing. It gives me opportunity to still grow.
Did you play basketball when you were in school?
Yes, I had the opportunity to play junior high as well as high school basketball, and we did very well in the junior high level. And in high school, I played one of 3 years there, and it was great playing with the other guys that you grew up with and see yourself succeed as a team. And I thought basketball was a great influence in my life.
You did?
Oh, yes. Some of the past people in the neighborhood, the past athletes before me, the things that they were able to do, you know, individually within the team concept was just amazing. It is. Basketball is a great sport.
Is there anything particular about basketball that you like, that you make it different from other sports, that you think makes it unique in a way, or things that are special to that particular sport? Not that it's better than other sports, but things that you particularly learn from basketball.
Oh, I think the conditioning, defense. Defense, you have to be condition your mind to play defense. It's not a glory type position to play defense on someone and to stop that person. And you have to pride yourself into playing defense. Not that it's that you're going to say, well, this person's not going to do anything, I'm going to make sure I break his neck before he do anything. It's not that type of situation. But if you can play clean, hard defense and able to shut your person down, your defensive player down, I think that's something that can carry over in life, and that you concentrate so hard on something to you achieve that goal that you personally satisfy you, because that's nothing that you see in the statistics. You can't see that you had they keep blocks and steals now, but that your player did not get the ball in the position that they're used to getting it, and they didn't score the number of points that they don't say the defensive player held this person down. It's an individual, personal thing that not many people pride themselves in. And so I look at defense as a tremendous help in my life, and how I even today trying to play, you know, pride myself on a little bit of defense that I can play, because it helps me mentally prepare for that game. I know the other things will come if you work hard on defense.
Well, that's very interesting, because one thing that I've noticed that's been interesting, I've been interviewing a lot of different people, all sorts of ages, around about basketball, and one thing that sort of struck me is how people tend to forget about the sort of scores and the statistics and things like that. You know, they might remember them immediately, but then years later, they can't remember anything about how many they won or how many they lost. But what they remember is these mental states or these sort of more global kinds of feelings that they had, these kinds of things that they remember and learned, rather than, you know, what the statistics ended up being in the paper.
Yes.
Like that's what's lasting in a way about that, which has been an interesting thing to me.
Those are the things that you carry through life. The scores, I mean, I think people that keep the actual scores in their head are most likely the people that's standing around on the corners telling the old stories of when they used to be this and when they used to be that. They only got one aspect of basketball. Basketball has many phases and colors in it. And until you enjoy the rainbow, then you miss out on a lot of opportunities. So basketball is a rainbow of colors. It's just not everyone see them, though.
Well, that's right. Well, I'm hoping I think you're helping us to see them, and I hope that when we, you know, when we do put our exhibit together, that will reflect that, you know, that sort of rainbow. So I think that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Of things. Well, that's pretty much the questions that I had. This has been real helpful. Do you have anything else that you think is that you'd like to say about basketball or about the why, or, you know, anything that you think is pertinent or important? Maybe something about, does it, these younger players, Do they like to talk to the older players, like to Coach Barton or to people like that? Is that meaningful to them at this point in their lives?
Well, we are very fortunate. Coach McCullough at West Charlotte will be attending the banquet to speak to our youth this year if they're not in the finals. I think that's the weekend of the high school finals here in Charlotte. So if he's not in that game, which I kind of hope he is, because
right.
he's planning to retire after this year, supposedly.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
He will be coming to the banquet speaking to our kids. Mm-hmm. And so we try to bring different people like that mm-hmm. to our youth, and so they can experience it here at the YMCA. And so when they get out and they see it, it's not one of those awing things. They were able to see, touch, smell, feel this individual, and they found out they have the same two arms, the same two legs, and so forth, that, 10 toes and 10 phalanges. And so I think it's tremendous when those players are able to come back and talk to these kids. And I think that once they tell them, once that top athlete can tell these young kids what it has taken for them to be there, they can find out, hey, I can do it too. Mm-hmm. Is that all it took? I believe I can do that as well. And so it maybe it's make a spark in them, create some other things. But as you can see, the only picture up on my wall is a picture of a basketball. Mm-hmm. And that picture right there says a lot. See how hungry the three and the gold is for that ball. I mean, that's determination. That's a tremendous amount of determination that they're going after each other like that. And look how it captivates the audience. Basketball is an intriguing sport. Look at the little boy down at the bottom. He's not even in his seat. He's sitting in the steps. It's tremendous. It's a tremendous opportunity.
Wonderful. I really do appreciate you taking the time to talk with me and show me the why and these things. And maybe we'll talk some more. Again, we'll be spending this year doing the exhibit. I imagine there'll be many points at which we'll talk. We'll talk again.
Well, I really appreciate it myself. I think it's a wonderful idea that you're putting this together. And I really encourage you to take time to speak to some of the other people. I'm probably one of the little peons here, not even from this area, but I really do enjoy basketball. It means a lot to me personally, and I think this is a great effort. I wish you and your organization much success.
Okay, well, thank you.